Well, hey everyone, it's Kinnerath back here with you here on FM 98.1 AM 1410, but also on the North Platte Post podcast as well. Got a special guest in studio joining us today, Haven Smith from the Mid Plains United Way. And Haven, we're joking off air. Are you a little bit less nervous coming on the air now? You got some radio experience under the belt. How are we feeling?
After one live interview, I think I just know I need to talk a little bit slower and try to get all my details in there, but I'm feeling pretty good.
Hey, we're ready to rock and roll. Good morning, Haven. Thanks for taking the time for joining us here on the program. Well, coming up here, we have the first National Bank Chili Cook-Off. It's an annual event that raises funds for Mid Plains United Way, big event coming up. What exactly is the Mid Plains United Way Chili Cook-Off?
So this is actually the 28th annual, and it's presented by First National Bank of Omaha. Mid Plains United Way is super grateful for them to be hosting this for us. They provide the event, and all of the proceeds come back to Mid Plains United Way. So it's a very good fundraiser for us. It's one of our largest, and it's also our campaign kickoff. So it is the first event of our 23-24 giving campaign.
And then for folks, plus myself, when and where will the event take place?
So the event is Friday, October 6th, and it's going to be in the FNBO parking lot downtown. So that's 201 North Dewey. And it's going to be from 11:30 to 1:30.
And how much does it cost to attend the event?
So the entry fee is $10, and that includes all the chili tastings that you want. Right now, we've got about 15 teams, hoping for a few more. And that's going to be chili ranging from white chili to brisket chili to buffalo chili. I've heard all kinds of recipes coming in, so it's going to be a really tasty event. We've also got our partner agencies there, and they will be selling sweet treats, which I'm told will be really, really yummy, so bring some extra cash for that. And then our Mid Plains United Way Board of Trustees will be selling sodas and beverages, so that's all extra, but all of that, it goes back to Mid Plains United Way to help support our partner agencies.
Great event coming up, folks. Again, it's Friday, October 6th at the First National Bank parking lot in downtown North Platte. Another thing is also, folks, if you might catch around, you'll hear us there. We'll be there as well. We'll be live on location. So you'll hear the gang. I believe Paxton Gordon will be there. So you'll hear Paxton's wonderful voice. So that's another thing. We'll be on location as well. Come see the North Platte Post team down there as well. Well, I'm going to ask you, so how many different types of chilies will be available to sample? And I want you to think about in the previous years, what has always been like that one type of chili that everyone just seems to like? It'd be spicy, mild, if you had to go from previous years. But what are some of the different types of chilies? And then like, what's always been like that one type that folks just loved in the previous years?
You know, that's a really good question. I should have asked that. This is my very first chili cook-off. I'm only about a month in as executive director, so I'm really looking forward to it. I think it sounds like a wonderful event. But personally, I have been looking forward to some white chili. Okay. So whether that's turkey or chicken or whatever that means, I'm looking for some white chili. So this hint.
So Haven, I guess we're in the same boat. I'm also new as well. I've only been here for 4 months. I graduated school and moved here 4 months ago. So you can pull the new card with me as well. We're going to pull the new card together.
Maybe not next year, but this year.
Well, next year we'll both be experts when it comes to next chili cook-off here. And then how does the voting work for like the best chili, but also the best booth?
So, like you said, there's two categories, best chili and best booth. The voting is actually done by donations. So bring your extra cash, $1 bills, $5 bills, $10 bills, $100 bills. And feel free to, you can vote more than once. If you really like a chili, go ahead and put your money in there. Same for best booth. Some of them will be decorated, some of them won't. And so it's really you guys supporting Mid Plains United Way with tasting as many chilies as you can, voting as much as you can. You can also purchase tickets there to vote at $1 a piece. FNBO will have a little booth there in case you didn't bring cash, and they'll be able to exchange your money for tickets. And so the booth and the chili with the most donations actually wins.
Haven Smith joining us here, the executive director from the United Way. Again, an awesome event going on, the Chili Cook-Off here at the First National Bank parking lot on October 6th. That's Friday, October 6th here coming up. Continuing on here, I guess, Haven, who are some of the local businesses and organizations that's participating in this cook-off?
Well, we're really grateful for all the people who are attending. We've got some really great organizations. A lot of them are returning, and some of them are new. So we have got our Rockabilly Rebels, Dayspring Bank, West Central District Health Department, Lutheran Family Services. We've got Great Plains Health Quality Department, Scott Abstract Company, First Interstate Bank. Trago Dugan has two teams. One team, two chilies. But we will be judging those separately. We've got the Lincoln Board of Realtors, Walmart Distribution Center, which are returning from a little break for a couple of years. And so we're happy to have them back. New Star Energy, of course, First National Bank will be there. Lashley Land and Guardians of the Children.
Should be a fun event. Lots of different chilies to taste and lots of different types of chilies there, folks. Again, the event is Friday, October 6th, First National Bank parking lot, $10. And you can get all the tasting as well. Well, there might be some folks, let's say there's folks who don't want chili or maybe beverages. What other food and beverages will be available at the event?
So the only other thing we'll have will be the sweet treats offered by the partner agencies. And so those are our 11 agencies that we support this year. And from what I've heard, there's some really yummy stuff coming. So it's definitely worth making a trip out for.
Lots and lots of yummy treats. I know I like yummy treats. I'm a big sweet treat type of guy. So I know chili and sweets. You already got me hooked right there. I can say that. Now I'm kind of curious, how will the funds raised from the event be used to support the nonprofit organizations here in the region?
So since First National Bank of Omaha has been so generous as to host this event for us, they are covering all the cost. So that means that every donation that is given goes straight to Mid Plains United Way. And then we use that and allocate it to our campaign, which is then used to support our 11 partner agencies for the year.
And then for folks who might be wondering, are there any other activities or contests that'll be taking place during this event?
So we do have one other contest happening. It's the Pie in the Face contest. And we have five wonderful people who have offered their faces to raise donations to support Mid Plains United Way. And we're super grateful for them. Like I said, I like to call them victims, and because they're going above and beyond to support us. And so what happens is they are collecting donations to get the pie in the face. So it's kind of opposite of what you might think. It's the person who has the most donations gets the pie in the face. So they're actually vying to get that pie. And so so we're very grateful for that.
Hey, the winner with the most money gets pied in the face there. I know I'd be campaigning a lot. I've been in those situations in high school before where you raised the most money, got pied. I was the lucky winner who got pied there. So it's a fun one. I could sure say that. Lastly, I have for you is, how can people get involved with Mid Plains United Way and support the mission?
With the campaign kicking off, definitely donating is the way that you can best support Mid Plains United Way. We also have workplace giving campaigns. So if you have a business and you are willing to lead that campaign, we'll be happy to visit with you and bring our brochures to you and help you get that going. And then just, you know, individual giving, supporting us through attending our events. We've got some holiday events coming up as well over Christmas and Thanksgiving, and we'll be doing some toy drives. And so if you want to participate in that, that is great. We're grateful for that as well.
Lots of stuff coming up here for the Mid Plains United Way. Again, the chili cook-off here at the First National Bank parking lot on Friday, October 6th. Beginning at 11:30, going on until 1:30 right there. Hey, Haven, any final thoughts for our listeners tuning along, whether it's on the radio wavelengths or right here on the podcast? Any final thoughts for our listeners?
You know, it's going to be really good weather, really good chili weather. So come on out and get some chili and see everybody and support a good cause.
That is true. It is going to be pretty chilly tomorrow here. I'll pull it up here because I know we were talking about beforehand. Folks, for tomorrow, I got to click a thing on my phone. For tomorrow, it's going to be chilly weather. It's going to be windy and 55 degrees. That's perfect chilly weather and sweatshirt season right there.
Yeah.
Well, Haven, thanks for taking the time for joining us today.
Thank you. We appreciate it.